For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is redshirt senior Aaron Dieters. Your team hosted the Korean national team. What kind of experience was that?
It was cool to be able to play against a national team. We didn't really know what to expect. We saw some of the other scores against teams around us, but our first game, so I was excited to just put the jersey back on and step on the ice.
Well, for the past 4 years, you've had to back up All-American Brittany Mullett. How much did you learn from Britt?
You know, me and Britt had a really good relationship. We fed a lot off each other, and watching her play is just remarkable in itself. She's an amazing goaltender, so it was exciting to just take little things from her and try to put them to work, but I have my own style also, so bounce off each other. It was good.
You've had to be awfully patient. Where do you find that patience?
You know, I've always grown up as team first. Being in high school, I was the starting goaltender. That's kind of what I got used to. But coming here and having Britt in front of me, I knew that coach was going to put the best goalie he thought in. And every night that happened, if it wasn't me, it wasn't me. It was still for the team. So I just made sure that my head was always team first, me later.
Knowing you had one more year of eligibility, how hard did you work this summer?
Really hard, considering I had hip surgery in March, so I had to kind of start from ground zero there, but had to put in a lot of work, and now being back on campus, being in the training room with Mike, it's a lot easier when you're with your teammates working out. So,
going back to that game against Korea, you didn't see a single shot. You obviously didn't get a lot of practice in that one. How much have you been practicing with your team here, though?
You know, I was looking forward for a few shots, but that didn't happen. Out on the ice, seeing a lot of shots, trying to just focus in, watch every puck in, and see what happens this weekend.
How'd you end up at Bemidji?
Bemidji State always stood out. It came down between them and North Dakota, but Bemidji State outdoors, the lake, hunting, that's where I belong.
Goalies always have interesting rituals. They're kind of different. What is your ritual, or do you have any quirks?
I try to stay away from superstitions and rituals just because it would get in my head too much. So every day I just start out fresh. Whatever is in front of me, just go about it.
Each year this team picks a mantra, a motto, or kind of a theme. What is this year's team theme?
This year we're fast and fearless. So everything we got, always giving everything we got and being fearless about it.
What are you majoring in?
I'm double majoring in engineering technology and project management.
What do you hope to be when you're done with school?
I did an internship this summer as a construction project manager in St. Cloud, and I look forward to probably going back to that company.
What music is on your playlist?
A lot of music is country most of the time, but when I'm at the ice rink, it's a lot of motivational podcasts and speeches. So.
Favorite home-cooked meal?
Lasagna. My mom's lasagna.
I've actually had it. It's pretty good. We usually stop there. Who has been the biggest influence in your hockey career?
Biggest influence would have to be my brother. He was a forward though, but growing up he would always shoot on me, and he ended up playing college hockey and then went and played pro in Sweden. So I was looking up to him, trying to not let him score on me.
This weekend you play Syracuse, a team that your team first played a year ago. You had a 3-0 shutout against them. What do you expect out of this team this time around?
It's hard to know what to go into, especially with a brand new team. Hopefully we'll just start clicking right away and do the best that we can to stay as a team and find the back of the net.
I look forward to seeing you out there on the ice this weekend. Good luck, Aaron.
Thank you.